Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Joining me now is a guy I've known for a long time, Dan Bishop. He is a congressman from North Carolina, and he's running for attorney general. I remember Dan back when he was on the Charlotte City Council, and it seems like Dan, at least when I knew him, always the only real conservative in the room. So really pulling for Dan Bishop to win attorney general of North Carolina. Dan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tara. I've been looking forward to this conversation, and it has been, we've known each other a long while, and you were always, and you were in the Charlotte market riding. You were the person who spotted things, called them out, articulated what was happening in ways that no one else knew or recognized, and followed what you had to say. And so I've been following your career all this time, and we don't get to talk often, but I'm delighted to have this opportunity. Thank you for having me on.
Well, I hope we get to talk more when you are the Attorney General of North Carolina. Right now, you're on a safe crime and safety listening tour. You've talked to 1,200 people so far, and on August 15th from 1 to 2:30 p.m., you are going to be in Fletcher, North Carolina. How can folks find you, come out and talk to you about their concerns in North Carolina?
Thanks for asking right off the bat. And yeah, you know, and just by way of explaining what that is all about, my candidacy, you know, the easy path for me, Tara, would be a return to Congress. I have a safe Republican seat. I could run and stay there another 5 or 10, 15 years. I believe what I can do that's really impactful is to be the first Republican attorney general in North Carolina in 128 years. But it's not really Republican Democrat. It is the fact that progressives have brought us woke crime policy that everywhere in the country has resulted in the loss of safety, increasing crime, lawfare, by the way. But the highest and most important responsibility of the chief law enforcement officer of any state is restoring law and order, stopping crime, restoring public safety, making people safe. And so as a matter of emphasis, we're going around all of the areas of the state and conducting crime and safety listening tours. And as you said, we're coming, you broadcast up into Western North Carolina, and we're going to be in Fletcher at the Virginia Boone Building on next Thursday, August 15 at 1 o'clock p.m. And with me will be Henderson County Sheriff Lowell Griffin and District Attorney Andrew Murray, who you know was formerly District Attorney in Mecklenburg County before serving the district. He now serves in Western North Carolina. He was also United States Attorney. And we'll have at each one of these places some folks who've suffered the brutal results of crime, serious crime, and that is on the rise in North Carolina as it is around the country. Don't let them lie to you and tell you that it's falling off because the FBI's changed the method of gathering information. But look, it's just that simple. A lot of folks kind of come to the conclusion, well, we're stuck with this. We can't turn back from the woke crime policy that's given us open borders and juveniles out of control and anti-police rhetoric that's made law enforcement officers timid and intimidated and fearful they'll be thrown under the bus. Certainly up in the Asheville area where we're going to have this session, you know, it's one of the clear lessons of what it means to become anti-police. And so that's what it's all about. I hope we'll have people join us.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Dan Bishop, you know, Ron DeSantis gave a great speech the other day. He said, look, the nation is fleeing from places like Minnesota, where Tim Walz is, to Florida. He said, look, everybody in America can't move to Florida. We need other, and he was talking about Republican officials, we need others to step up. And in my view, the 50 most important people in the United States of America going forward, especially if Kamala Harris wins, will be the Republican governors of red states and the Republican attorney generals of red states. That is our last bastion. That's our last fight. That's where we put the wall up. And so we need to elect people like you. And that's why I wanted to have you on this morning, because you are not one of those. And I know, because I've watched you for 20 years. You are not one of those who's just going to give lip service. You will fight. And so tell me, on the national level, if you get this, how will you have the back of the people of North Carolina? Because these attorney generals, including our own South Carolina, are increasingly having to block Biden's disastrous edicts, like with Title IX. So what can we expect from you in that regard?
You are exactly right. And the bigger picture is for North Carolina. North Carolina sort of sits on a bubble. We've had Republican legislature for 14 years. We've had a hard time nailing down the top council of state executive slots, and it shows. So, for example, you look at the 26 states that right now are fighting Joe Biden's education department's rewrite of Title IX, which in 1972 was enacted in order to make sure women had opportunities in institutions of higher learning and to protect and create and preserve women's sports. And of course, that's been now given over to the radical transgender initiative, or in an agenda, in a way that you'll have someone like Emma Clark, who's high school athlete of the year, female athlete of the year, in North Carolina, letters in three sports, and going to compete at the university level in Tennessee. Thankfully, it's Tennessee, because she won't lose her career in Tennessee to a male who steps in and says he's a female and going to compete in female sports. You won't have the situation there where you send your daughter to school and she takes potluck roommate and it turns out to be a biological male in her room. Radical stuff like that.
Wow.
And that's what I say is crime on the one hand and lawfare on the other. That's the lawfare. And attorneys general across the country, state attorneys general, have emerged as the rear guard. When the battle army is broken and reeling and retreating here and there in a disorganized way, the rear guard takes the field in order to protect while it's reorganized. And that's how I see attorneys general. And I hope President Trump will be elected again, and I think he will be. But even if he is, I can tell you that egregious federal overreach and the bureaucratic monster of the federal government will continue to need all resources available to keep it under control. So getting it, North Carolina stands out, as I said, as the only state in the region, at one out of 26 states, that is not fighting Title IX, you know, craziness, but there are many such issues. And you're correct. I've never been one who's going to shrink from a fight. I'm going to provide voters a choice, and I think they're going to make the choice because they are fed up with woke crime policy and woke lawfare that is ruining life in many ways.
So I wonder this because as kids in North Carolina go back to schools, I don't think their parents have any idea what's about to happen to these girls, that now they can go in. I mean, the boys have the right now because Joe Biden decreed it, that the boys will be in the bathroom. They may be in the changing room for sports teams. If the girls do not use, or the boys do not use, or the administrators do not use the correct pronouns demanded by certain children, then they must be punished, or the school can lose its federal funding. That is a speech code. So will you commit, you know, day one, you are going to go after that Title IX? Because otherwise, these poor kids in these schools, they're going to be living under speech codes. You just said boys rooming with girls who are unsuspecting. I mean, just crazy stuff as the Biden administration attempts to erase gender.
Absolutely. I will commit to that. I've said it all along. And in fact, you know, Tara, here's the thing where this debate has now gone, if you're listening carefully. And when people saw the biological male punch the lights out of the competitor female in the boxing match in the Olympics, for a lot of people, I think that brought it home. And the answer that you're getting these days is, well, it's really you're not going to see that happen to many people because transgender people are few, they say, growing fast, but they say few. Well, okay, until it happens to you or your daughter, and you talk about the really severe instance. Remember what's the name of the county? Loudoun County, Virginia.
Yeah, where the bathroom.
The fluid, he said he was fluid, a gender fluid male, raped a young student in the bathroom. And then he was, because the school, in service of the ideological agenda, covered it up for months, he went to another school and he assaulted somebody else there. And he used that as cover to do it. Americans, moms and dads of daughters need to understand what they're up against, and that a vicious left will always tell them, you know, you might escape the result. And I'm telling you that once women's sports are no longer of interest and they're wiped out, and once women are abused in many other ways, perhaps the remaining folks will come around. But I think most Americans recognize it is absurd and it is dangerous, and they're ready for this to be stopped. That's why attorneys general in 26 states, but not North Carolina. I will say South Carolina's attorney general, thankfully, is on the right side of this. We need to get North Carolina fighting for the common sense protection of women and girls.
And so much more. Dan Bishop, looking forward to having you on again. How can people find your campaign?
Go to www.votedanbishop.com.
Thank you, Dan, for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD. kids in North Carolina go back to schools, I don't think their parents have any idea what's about to happen to these girls, that now they can go in. I mean, the boys have the right now because Joe Biden decreed it. The boys will be in the bathroom. They may be in the changing room for sports teams. If the girls do not use, or the boys do not use, or the administrators do not use the correct pronouns demanded by certain children, then they must be punished, or the school can lose its federal funding. That is a speech code. So will you commit, you know, day one, you are going to go after that Title IX? Because otherwise, these poor kids in these schools, they're going to be living under speech codes. You just said boys rooming with girls who are unsuspecting. I mean, just crazy stuff as the Biden administration attempts to erase gender.
Absolutely. I will commit to that. I've said it all along. And in fact, you know, Tara, here's the thing where this debate has now gone, if you're listening carefully. And when people saw the biological male punch, you know, punch the lights out of the competitor female in the boxing match in the Olympics, for a lot of people, I think that brought it home. And the answer that you're getting these days is, well, it's really not going to, you're not going to see that happen to many people, because transgender people are few, they say, growing fast, but they say few. Well, okay, until it happens to you or your daughter, and you talk about the really severe instance. Remember what's the name of the county? Loudoun County, Virginia.
Yeah, where the bathroom.
The fluid, he said he was fluid, a gender fluid male, raped a young student in the bathroom. And then he was, because the school, in service of the ideological agenda, covered it up for months, he went to another school and he assaulted somebody else there. And he used that as cover to do it. Americans, moms and dads of daughters need to understand what they're up against, and that a vicious left will always tell them, you know, you might escape the result. And I'm telling you that once women's sports are no longer of interest and they're wiped out, and once women are abused in many other ways, perhaps the remaining folks will come around. But I think most Americans recognize it is absurd and it is dangerous, and they're ready for this to be stopped. That's why attorneys general in 26 states, but not North Carolina. I will say South Carolina's attorney general, thankfully, is on the right side of this. We need to get North Carolina fighting for the common sense protection of women and girls.
And so much more. Dan Bishop, looking forward to having you on again. How can people find your campaign?
Go to www.votedanbishop.com.
Thank you, Dan, for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.